The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So please switch this now. I wanted to record this show now for some weeks, but I never came across the time to doing it for several reasons. It was Christmas and the New Year, and I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't want to ruin it for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
Yes! Big Fatty, you don't have the microphone. Yo, I'm not prepared, Big Fatty. Yo, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. It's episode 3055 of the BFO for right. Day, the 11th of October 2019. Oh, Big Fatty, they came in too early. Well, it's already a train wreck. For right is going well, y'all, you know, that's the new music that I played for you last week, and asking for folks to give me ideas when I could use it on the little show. And y'all, I'm overwhelmed by the non-response. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone sent in a response. In fact, y'all, let's just go over here and see what Dr. Stone said. Dr. Stone said that new quiz program music has a certain rambling to it. Big Fatty, it's too bad you don't record while driving like Faye Driver. You could be rambling and recording on down the road. Big Fatty, or the ramble redhead might want to use. Well, could be. But y'all, I think you know how I play that little ditty on the Monday little shows before we get started. That kind of is the start of a new week. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and maybe this will be the for right day. We're nearing the end, Big Fatty. Don't read too much into it. It's just quiz program music. So yeah, we're gonna give it a try. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yeah, guess it, y'all. Tomorrow, the 12th of October. Y'all, in addition to being the day of the race in Mexico. Big Fatty, which Mexico? I don't know. But y'all, it is also the anniversarium of Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. And we do. And y'all, and Big Fatty, where does Harley fit into that? Well, it's probably Casey in Denver fitting into Harley. Big Fatty! But I'm not sure where Harley came into that whole thing. Y'all, I met Casey in Denver and Mr. Man at I think it was the very first Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. And then this past August, Casey and Harley came. Mr. Man evidently had couldn't be bothered. Big Fatty, is he following in the footsteps of Chris from Tennessee? Maybe so. But y'all, wish happy anniversarium to Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Jesse, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big fatty, a lot of fucking in January. It's true. Y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's somebody new to the BFO family. Y'all, I've met this person on several occasions. I've met him at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex and at Pride 48. Here at the villa, Big Fatty, y'all, he is the other half of DJ Ron down there in the Tampa, St. Pete area. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's Gary with two R's. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Gary with two R's, we do. Y'all, he loses his phone a lot. Big Fatty, oh, excuse me. And, but y'all, just a sweet, sweet man. And y'all, then on Sunday, when it is a full moon, Big Fatty, that seems appropriate. Y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is my oldest daughter. Y'all, she used to do the we're mean because you're ignorant. Stupid. She's been around, lives up there in the Minneapolis area, and I've met her on several occasions in person. Y'all, it's Fairy Princess Holly. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Fairy Princess Holly. We do. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he lives over there in that Bulgaria, Hungary, Mexico. Y'all, he is the other half of a tag team with Mr. Zed. Y'all, he loves to take pictures of food, especially cake. It's true. Y'all, it is, and you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show from an old episode of the Angry Panties. Y'all, it is none other than Hat M. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love Hat M. And y'all, he was the number one fan of the BFO. I don't remember what year, but he was. And so, y'all, if you see Gary with two R's or Fairy Princess Holly or the crazy Mexican Hat M, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birthing out, and we want to see pictures of kids.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, we need to tighten that up
with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
But we're just having a look around. I hope you don't mind. This does sort of concern you because, Ick's here. Ick, tell Big Fatty what's going on.
Hi. Hello, Big Fatty, it's me, Ick the Alien.
Hi.
I'm just here because,
why?
Well, you may or may not know, but
what?
I wouldn't say we've lost Robot Big Fatty, but he's gone missing.
Oh!
We just thought that, you might know where he was.
Well, ask the people.
Yeah, I mean, we just thought maybe he'd come back to you.
Oh.
You know, come back to...
Like a homing pigeon. Right.
Flying back to the nest.
Right, the nest.
Although, technically...
Yes?
We thought he might have flown back to the laboratory where he was created, which is my place. So we've just not seen him.
No.
He packed his bags and he left.
We
just hoped that he was coming your way.
Well, I hadn't seen
him. Where he's got to. I hope he's all right.
I think he'll be just lovely.
He's still functioning.
Do you? I hope he hasn't caused too much trouble with too many gentlemen callers.
No!
Robot Big Fatty. It's like a chip off the old block.
Oh, yes.
Ick.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't put a a homing device on him.
Oh, yes.
A homing device?
Homing device.
Homo.
Oh, yes. Yes. There was a homing device on him.
Oh.
But it's still functioning.
Oh. Well, why can't you find him then?
Well, he's got out of range.
Oh.
So it's still blipping. We know he's still functioning.
Oh.
He hasn't fallen into the sea or anything.
Oh.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness.
We don't know. We just did a sort of local transmitter. We thought that, you know, we never thought he'd go so far.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, indeed.
Well, just to say then, Big Fatty,
yes?
If you see Robot Big Fatty, then please let us know.
I will.
You know, I'm sure he can look after himself, but...
Oh, yes, Big Fatty.
You know, he could cause all sorts of mischief.
It's troubling. Troubling.
Anyway,
yes.
Hello, Poodle, by the way.
Hello, Poodle. Yes, do keep an eye out for Robot Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Anyway, we better go.
Okay.
We'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Yo, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Ick the Alien and Shy Yeti. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you over there in the... By the way, Shy Yeti, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that old Cricket Hat is over there in the Uck until Sunday. Oh, Big Fatty, I thought he was going to Amsterdam. Well, he may be in Amsterdam by now. You're right, Poodle, once again. Big Fatty, once again. I don't know, maybe Danny Mouse and his husband got to see old Cricket. Big Fatty, who knows? Or maybe the Queen. The old gal. Vera's in London. No, Big Fatty. Oh, Liz. Oh, Queen Liz, of course. How silly of me. But yes, Big Fatty. But Shy Yeti and Ick, if we hear from Robot Big Fatty, we will alert you as soon as we know something. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty Rizzi Battle, and I'm listening to episode 3036. Or 3036, as we like to say in the metric system. And you're complaining about the new iPhone 11 Tampon Max and how all your games have gone back to the beginning. Listen, you just got to sign back into the Apple Snacks Game Center, which you probably should have done ages ago in your old phone, but you've forgotten about it. So find Game Center and sign in, and it'll remember everything. I know, because that's what happened with my, what's it called, Super Birds 2, or whatever it is. Okay, thank you. You can end now, because I've got something private to say to you after this. Okay, this is not to be played on the show.
Oh, Big Fatty! Anyway, y'all, you know who that sounded like? Y'all, it sounded like Miss Bacon. You know, Miss Bacon always used to call in, and Big Fatty, Miss Bacon got Scotty to eat the ranch dressing, and that's why he's now doing that, you know, because, you know, Miss Bacon would say, don't play the rest of this on the show, Big Fatty. But anyway, first of all, Scotty, I'm looking at the iPhone 11 teen right now, and I don't know, let's see, where is Game? I don't know that Game Center is on here. Game Center. Where is Game Center? Now, Game Center is on, it's in the Game Center. Where's my iPhone's Game Center? Y'all, it's evidently in the settings now. Unable to connect to the server. Okay. Well, anyway, Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the advice on the Game Center. However, I have just decided to start all over. So, y'all, if you will play, I think I mentioned this already, if you will play in the Words with Friends with me, or the Dice with Buddies, or whatever, y'all just send me a game request to BigFattyOnline and the number one, and that's a capital B on Big Fatty on line number one. And I'll play with you again. Big Fatty, you've made it sound vulgar. And y'all, the part I wasn't supposed to play on the little show, Scotty was just passing along his condolences for the Hatterina, and I thought that was very sweet. Thank you so much, Scotty. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G from Lotzel calling. And about your Whitman Tinker problem, have you tried what they call in the old days onanism? We might call it today like self-love, self-gratification. You know, just before you get into bed to go to sleep, you take a few minutes to appreciate yourself in, you know, a manner of speaking. And that very often helps me to sleep. I know as soon as I get into bed, I think of you pleasuring yourself and I fall right to sleep. So perhaps Whitman Tinker could be repelled by the thought of you, you know, achieving some kind of consensus with yourself, pleasuring yourself, if it were. And that might help you sleep through the night. Just a thought. I mean, have you tried that? I guess this is an Ask Big Fatty question, so play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G from over there at the Lotzel. And y'all, he's laid out a plan here for Big Fatty, but he wants to put it in the form of a question. So what you got, Peter G?
The question is, have you tried that? Has it not helped? You know, poo-pooed my previous advice about a handful of walnuts, but maybe some onanism would help you. If not, some melatonin might help you, too. Have you tried melatonin? So there are my suggestions, Big Fatty. Put me to sleep with self-gratification, or put you to sleep with self-gratification, or a handful of walnuts, or some melatonin. So I hope you try one of those things, or some combo of those three things. In any rate, this is that Peter G, and thank you for calling. Bye, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G from over there at the Lotzel. And first of all, Peter G, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Don't hear from you nearly enough. And this excellent question. And you're correct. Walnuts aren't going to happen. I have tried melatonin. It doesn't really do a damn thing for me. But you are correct that self-gratification does help Big Fatty sleep. I guess I'm just going to have to do that more often. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And, you know, it's a full moon, so be careful out there. That's when the crazies come out. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Hat M from over there at the Angry Panties. And Hat M, just remind us about who inspires you these days.
I didn't want to ruin it for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
Oh, Big Fatty, after all these years, it still rings true.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.